Hip Tranquil Chick, November 23rd, 2005. Greetings and happy almost Thanksgiving. Welcome to the 8th edition of the Hip Tranquil Chick podcast, a girl's guide for living a luxe lifestyle on and off the yoga mat. So I'm back tonight in the Pink Palace with a small fire going in Washington, D.C., and there's a few snowflakes falling outside, quite the festive weather. So in the spirit of the season, tonight's podcast consists of a non-exhaustive list of a few things I'm grateful for, creative ways on expressing gratitude, and a juicy and detoxifying pose of the podcast, seated twist to get rid of everything we're going to consume tomorrow, and more fabulous pod-safe music. So view our show notes at hiptranquilchick.blogspot.com. So here are a few of my favorite things, from the modest to the grandiose and in no particular order. And I've listed these just as a reminder of all we really do have to be grateful for. So one thing that comes to mind right now is the beautiful falling leaves. At least in D.C., seems like the season lasted a little bit longer, and there's so much color still. And it's just absolutely, absolutely beautiful. Yellows, oranges, golds, red, so, so pretty. So hopefully you are also able to still enjoy this. So another thing, of course, is my yoga practice, the smell of lavender, silk eye pillows, sleep with one every night, soft high thread count sheets, the women's movement, my childhood campfire group, lush bath bombs, and a luxurious bath, milk chocolate with caramel, smiling strangers, what's not to love about that, a blazing fire complete with the easy fire logs, they're my favorite, Girl Scout Thin Mints, scented candles, any scent, I love it. Tim, my supportive boyfriend. Louie, my oh-so-fabulous pug. The Tranquil Space team, so all who have contributed to helping make Tranquil Space what it is today. The Tranquil Space community, especially students who began with me in my living room. Pecan pie with whipped cream. My Oklahoma-based values. Having grown up in Oklahoma, they're definitely unique. Leopard print, my cozy condo, which is decorated and embellished in leopard print and pink. Grilled tofu, peanut sauce, the color pink, the new magazine pink. Down duvets, champagne, Veuve Clicquot is my favorite. Chamomile tea, grateful for living in the United States. I'm very grateful for my Trio phone. My rockstar 93-year-old grandmother who emails me, happy Thanksgiving, Grandma, my parents, my education, my large library of inspiring texts. Many were mentioned in the podcast last week. The smell and spirit of the approaching holidays, my fey feline Bonard, and of course, wireless internet. So moving along to creative ways to express gratitude. So this time of the year, it's one thing to be grateful. I find that so important. And one thing that I read a lot is the importance of actually acknowledging something in the morning or before you go to bed, at least one thing that you're grateful for. It could be something that happened to you that day, or even on a day when everything goes wrong, you may just be happy to have shelter over your head. So that helps keep us out of the scarcity thinking. So finding many things, I'm sure if you spend a little bit of time on Thanksgiving or in the days to come, focusing on what you do have to be grateful for. And my snoring pug is on my lap, so I'm sorry if that is translating into the microphone. So a few creative ways to express gratitude. These are five of my favorite. They're very small, but very easy. So number one is say thank you in a timely fashion, email or handwritten. In this day and age, it's almost inexcusable not to express gratitude. I can even text message gratitude, as most of us can. And the beauty there is it's immediate and somebody gets it right then. And, you know, it's just like there's no excuse. It just immediately goes right into their phone. However, an email is also a fabulous way to do it. But a really nice way is to actually do a handwritten. How grateful are we to receive handwritten notes these days? So taking a little time to actually write out a note remember or find someone's address and mail a letter these days is so special. So taking the time, especially as we approach the holidays, but now even contacting people who you may have lost touch with and just expressing a sense of gratitude for what they have contributed to your life. Number two, clip articles that will appeal to a friend or an acquaintance or a family member. Something that you see or you read that you're like, oh, so-and-so is working on this project or so-and-so would really appreciate hearing about this. So actually tearing it out and mailing it to them. This is so special to people. And again, especially if you mail it in a little handwritten note, means a lot. Also, just forwarding along New York Times articles or things like that that are online means a lot to people that you've thought of them. Number three, give the gift of a pedicure. As a yogini, I love, love, love. Like, there's nothing more luxurious than a pedicure. And so, giving that to your Hip Tranquil Chick pals who also our yoginis, we're often barefoot, especially me, like I'm always barefoot. And so getting a pedicure is that one small indulgence that I love to do every 3 to 4 weeks. So giving the gift of a pedicure helps encourage a little self-nurturing. Number four, sending an e-card. These are free and so easy, and there's so many great websites out there. It's pretty much inexcusable not to acknowledge things for people, such as birthdays or anniversaries, etc. Or just a little happy Thanksgiving card, sending out to some of your favorite friends. And number five, this is one of my favorites also, is leaving post-it notes, waiting for your pal's arrival. I like to do that for my boyfriend. I'll leave a little post-it whenever I know he's going out of town. I'll leave one for him on the door that he'll see whenever he's like rushing out to catch a cab. Or for my managing director at the studio, leave a little note on the computer saying, good morning, welcome, have a great day. You know, these little things actually go a long way, and people are really grateful for the little surprises. Just something to brighten someone's day. And, you know, a post-it, it really doesn't take long to fill up a post-it. And just post it somewhere that is going to be obvious, very special, someone to find. Even tomorrow, you could do a little post-it and leave it on people's plates, just thanking them or acknowledging how grateful you are for the different people's roles in your life. So our pose of the podcast, moving right along into detoxification. Because after tomorrow, you're probably going to need to work some of this stuff out of your system. I've already had 2 pieces of pecan pie tonight, so I'm feeling that tomorrow evening I'm going to need to do a little bit of yoga and just work things out of the system. The big thing to remember, though, is really want to avoid practicing for about 2 or 3 hours after you've eaten. So that way, you're not working to twist on a full belly. There's really not much worse than that. Okay, so for seated twists, we want to begin in Dandasana, which is staff pose. So you're sitting on your bum, legs extended out. And then working to get shoulders over the hips. Now bend your right knee and place your right foot to the outside of the left thigh. Inhale and extend your left arm up. Take your left elbow to the outside of the right knee. And then exhale as you cartwheel the right arm behind you. So inhale, lift through the spine, lengthen, create space in between the vertebra. Exhale and twist. Generate the twist at the base of the spine and let it travel up into the crown of the head, letting your head be the last to turn. So it's inhale, lift, exhale, twist. Inhale, lift, exhale, twist. And inhale, lift, and exhale, twist. Beautiful. So now inhale, lift, exhale, return to the center. If you'd like a counter twist, walk the hands over to the left, but take a moment in the center to really feel the difference between the two sides of the body. Twists are amazing, and feel free to hold there a few breaths longer. Then after your counter twist, you just walk your hands over to the left, then you'll come back to the center. Extend that right leg out, bend the left knee, and work it on the other side. So you'll inhale, lift that right arm up, really lengthen. Take the right elbow to the outside of the left knee, and then cartwheel the left arm behind you. So it's inhale, lift, exhale, twist, inhale, lift, exhale, twist, inhale, lift, and exhale, twist. Great, so inhale back to the center, feeling the difference, and then walk the hands over to the right. Take any counter twist if you'd like, drop into your forearms, you can extend the left arm along the left ear. What that does is it just deepens the counter twist, making it even more powerful. Then you return to the center, and if you'd like to take the twisting onto your back, which feels really good, come onto your back, open your feet hip width apart, and you can extend the arms out to the sides, and then lower the knees over to the right, turn your head and look to the left, knees back to the center, drop them to the left, turn your head and look to the right. And you can just take them back and forth. You can hold them for a little while. This just feels good. It massages your hips and your kidneys and your lower back. And it helps to just work to detoxify and get everything out of your system. So also great to keep in mind twists during cold season or allergy season. It just really works to get all that out of the system. The whole theory, too, is that it replenishes your internal organs with blood and nutrients. So you do the twist, and when you release it, nutrients and blood everywhere. Good stuff. All right, so did I miss anything that fellow Hip Tranquil chicks are grateful for? If so, share your thoughts with me at Kimberly@TranquilSpace.com. I'd love to hear what else, what I could have missed. Again, this is from the grandiose to the modest, so the little baby things to the really big things. What are you grateful for? Share them with me. And visit HipTranquilChick.com or TranquilSpace.com for additional sources of inspiration. Now, to close out tonight's show, with the focus of gratitude and detoxification, we're playing Pod Safe Tunes, which, as you may know, is music by new and unsigned artists to help share their art with our fellow Hip Tranquil chicks. So tonight's selection, perfect for your twisting practice, is Love Survives by Love Spirals, and this is from the Pod Safe Music Network. Now, thanks so much for joining me for the 8th edition of the Hip Tranquil Chick Podcast. Namaste.
Tried so many ways to tell you how I feel. You just won't listen. Many times I've tried to explain how it hurts me so. You just don't care, so it seems. Even though it's I'm not afraid to